This is MSO News Sports. It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni. And Dustin Pedroia in the news in his rehab for his knee. What do we know about this?
Well, Dustin says he has been cleared to start running after the off-season knee surgery. Of course, the Red Sox can probably take it nice and slow with Pedroia when spring training gets underway. But Pedroia feels he'll be ready by opening day. The Red Sox are thinking more toward late May, possibly June. So this is going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out in the coming weeks as spring training is just around the corner.
Well, I was looking at one of the papers a few days ago, Andy. I thought of you because the Red Sox general manager Dave Dombrowski is looking for some power. What can you tell us?
Well, he's been saying that for quite a while. That's been pretty evident to Red Sox fans since David Ortiz had his last at-bat in a Red Sox uniform. They need to add a power hitter in the middle of the lineup. So some leaks came out this week saying the Red Sox have offered outfielder J.D. Martinez a 5-year contract between $100 and $125 million. But Martinez's agent, Scott Boras, says it's not true. He's still looking for a deal of 7 years for his client in the range of $200 million. So I don't think Martinez is walking through that door anytime soon. And if he doesn't, there really isn't a backup plan for Dombrowski to go after a power hitter in the middle of that lineup. It could very well be the same team coming back to Fenway that left in October.
$75 million difference? That's not a big deal, I don't think. Come on.
Spare change for John Henry.
All right. Speaking of coming back, Jerry Remy coming back and, doing okay with his cancer treatments.
Yep, that news came out last week. He has completed his last round of chemotherapy. He had treatments for his fifth relapse of lung cancer back in June and wrapped up again with radiation therapy last week. Remy missed the majority of the 2017 Red Sox season, but he hopes to be in the booth in time for spring training.
All right. Andy, what else do we have for Red Sox notes here this week?
Well, this past weekend, the Red Sox held their Winterfest down at Foxwoods with over 40 current and former players and coaches appearing, and it was a sold-out event. Red Sox fans very excited down in Connecticut this weekend, and a lot of them were hoping that Dombrowski would make an announcement at the Winterfest that they signed J.D. Martinez, but of course that did not happen. Red Sox also announced recently they will be having the protective netting at Fenway extended past the dugouts down the left and right field line for fan safety. And the Red Sox also considering options for the name change of Yawkey Way. Rumor out there right now says the street could just go back to its previous name of Jersey Street. David Ortiz will not be doing any broadcasting this season. He says other ventures are keeping him very busy.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember Jersey Street. There you go. Hey, that's a throwback. That'd be nice, I guess.
I think that's the best call right now to go with. If they have to change the name, then just go back to Jersey Street.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what's our spring training update as far as Red Sox heading on down to Florida?
Well, the countdown clock is on, of course. Truck day, 2 weeks from today, February 5th, Red Sox equip a truck leaving for Fort Myers. Spring training starts in 23 days as pitchers and catchers report to Fort Myers on February 14th. Red Sox open up the exhibition schedule February 22nd. Opening day, 66 days away in St. Petersburg against the Tampa Bay Rays. Opening day at Fenway, 73 days away. April 5th, again, against the Tampa Bay Rays.
All right, this guy's got his calendar out. That's great. Okay, now, Major League Baseball. Of course, it's been Brady, 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 Patriots, 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 and it will be that way for a while. But what do you have in other Major League Baseball notes?
Well, Major League Baseball Players Union rejected a proposal from the commissioner's office on pace of play changes, so now the commissioner can now implement his own changes without the player's input. Most likely, you'll see a 20-second pitch count, as well as the limiting of mound visits during games, so we'll see if that is implemented during spring training to get people ready for the regular season. The Hall of Fame class of 2018 is going to be announced this Wednesday. Chipper Jones, Jim Thome, Edgar Martinez, and Trevor Hoffman appear to be the front runners to be elected.
I know you have a few other notes, but it's funny. Dice K is on your notes, Andy, and I was thinking of him the other day. Believe it or not, I don't know why, but I was. You know about pitch. You know, kind of busts that the Red Sox have had. But Dice K wants to get back to pitching again.
Well, he certainly does. He did pitch one game last year in Japan, injured his shoulder, had an operation, and he still wants to come back and pitch again. He's hoping to catch on in Japan, not looking to come back to the majors. But Dice K keeps rolling along with a big bank account given to him by the Red Sox. He just wants to keep throwing that ball as long as possible. And staying over in the Orient, 44-year-old outfielder Ichiro Suzuki wants to play until he's at least 50. No offers out there from Major League teams, so he may end up joining Dice K and playing in Japan this season.
Well, with that extra Martinez money that could be laying around, maybe the Sox could make a run at Dice K once again, huh? What do you think?
Hey, why not? You can always use another arm in the bullpen, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Andy, anything else in Major League Baseball to share with us?
Well, it was a pretty big trade this past week as the Pirates traded former NL MVP outfielder Andrew McCutchen to the San Francisco Giants for a couple prospects, and former Red Sox first baseman Adrian Gonzalez signed a one-year contract to play for the New York Mets, and from the word on the street, he will be the starting first baseman on opening day.
Nice. All right. All right, Andy, just a quick final wrap-up question on the Red Sox, heading back to them. What's your take on these Martinez talks, if you will?
Well, I'm really not excited one way or the other. I mean, if they get him, fine. If they don't, I'm not going to be upset by it. To me, if you're going to add Martinez, that would be part of the puzzle to fix the issues. Just bringing in Martinez alone is not going to fix the Red Sox that much to make them that much more of a powerhouse to try to, you know, team up with the Yankees and pound the ball around the ballpark. To me, Red Sox needed to add Martinez, and they also needed to break the bank and go after Eric Hosmer at the same time and really make a splash. Of course, they bring back Mitch Moreland, who he is what he is. He's a very average ball player. He's not going to be putting up 30 to 40 home runs a season or bat close to 300 and that type of thing. So I would just hate to see them extend themselves to 6-7 years for Martinez as upward toward $200 million, which his agent wants. I just think that's another bad contract, and the Red Sox have had enough bad contracts in recent seasons.
All right, there he is. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
I'll be ready for you, Bill.
All right, Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO Newsports.com.